I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, a new exhibit at Gallery 210, Exposure 18. Well, a free event designed to bring healing, hope, and peace is planned for Sunday, September the 6th. Singer, recording artist, and artist in residence for the St. Louis Symphony, Brian Owens has put together the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival, and he joins us now. Welcome, Brian.
How you doing, Steve?
Doing very well. Great to see you.
You too, man.
And we were figuring out something before you got on, and this may be your tenth visit to Cityscape over the years. So, congratulations!
That's cool. Yes, thank you. Do I get an award or a plaque? This is your tenth appearance.
We'll work on that. Listen. I know this event, the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival, I know the events in Ferguson over the last year have, well, they've touched just about everyone, I think, in one way or another, but they've touched you on a personal level because you've called Ferguson home for a while.
Yeah, about 9 years.
What's it been like to have been a resident of Ferguson and watched what's transpired over the last year, watch Ferguson under the microscope, and I don't know, what's your personal reaction to it all?
Interesting, frustrating, but hopeful. If I could just throw all of the different emotions you experience over time into one little basket. You know, when I tour and I go out and I tell people where I'm from, I get various responses. But I'm really proud of my city, and I'm proud of the changes and the accomplishments that the city has had in the last year. And I look forward to us becoming even more unified as a city. You know, regardless of what the news or outsiders say and or may think, I really believe that Ferguson is a place where, you know, diversity and community are on the hearts and minds of the majority of the residents. And because of that, I think we have a great opportunity, not just to show the world something, because I'm a little over that, this whole idea of, you know, Ferguson's going to show the world. Let's just come together because it's the right thing to do. It's what's in the best interest of my five children, your however many children you may have, the future of this city. It's in the best interest that we as adults begin to create experiences and opportunities to get together and come together around that which we have in common so that we can, you know, move forward, not forgetting, but move forward in a way that is unified.
You use the words interesting and frustrating to describe how you felt. Let me just guess. Could part of the frustration, would that come from just the way people perceive Ferguson in this area when they just see the news clips? Would that be it?
Yes, because it wasn't necessarily the entire story.
Right.
And I think that in a fast food media climate, there's really not a whole lot of time taken to find out backstory or really delve into what a city is. And I think that's universal. I just think that's just a climate of media. But at times, it was, you know, give you an example. I'm sitting in an airport in New Jersey, and I hear on CNN on their intro reel, and this is a scene here in Ferguson. And I thought they said downtown Ferguson. And so I said, the next time I go over, I'm going to, you know, go see what this is about. And then I walk over and I'm watching it and they're showing it. And it's like, it's not downtown Ferguson. But to everybody who was in that airport, then that became the representation of what Ferguson was. And I think that, you know, that was a snapshot of a time that when you look at the scope of a legacy of a city, I think time will hopefully look back and say that the snapshot was not heavier than the legacy.
Well, the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival, I imagine, is designed to help people move on in a positive way and to bring people together. And, of course, that's what music has always done, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did this last year.
With Christine Brewer and Adam Manis
and
some others.
Yeah, and it was called Heal Ferguson. And our great partners and friends, Sterling Bank, you know, stepped up last year and again, we're partnering to, you know, to just bring an event that's really just all about the simple idea of bringing people together.
Now, this is going to be held in the parking lot of the Ferguson Heights Church of Christ, which is on North Elizabeth Avenue. And describe the afternoon. I know there's going to be musical entertainment, you and some other great talents that we'll mention here in just a moment. What's the whole day? What do you have planned for the whole day?
Food, fun, and festivities. So, like, no, it's like last year we do, like, a bouncy house for kids. There's creative art things, all the way from prayer flags to making different kinds of jewelry, things that people can take away to remember the day. And then there's really, really great music. Because after all, I mean, that's kind of what the thing is about, this really great, inspiring, uplifting music.
Speaking of music, I think the last time you were on this program was earlier this summer. It might have been in May. And we talked about a program that you were involved in conjunction with the Confluence Academy, which was, I guess, is comprised from kids from several communities in that area.
Yeah, up in the old North area.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an ensemble. So, and they're involved in this, so maybe you should explain who they
are. Yeah, so like my portion of the program is really going to be me performing with what I call my kids. And like it's six students who wrote songs from Confluence Academy Old North. And then we have another component called the Spirituals Remix Project, which is like 14 kids, majority from North County. And it's been a blessing working with these kids and kind of hearing the voice of the future. So it's been really awesome.
I remember being very impressed with what I heard last time.
Yeah. And there's one song we played last time that didn't have a lyric that now has a lyric. I can't wait for everybody to hear this. And also, this is a song that we're going to be performing on the show.
Which song is that?
It's called Courage Up.
This is Courage Up, which features the kids, the young people, and you. And we have a cut of that, so why don't we listen?
Got my courage up.
Keep your courage up.
I know I'm loving love.
I feel the pain in St. Louis. I watch the hurt around the world. As the shots rang out in Charleston, I could still see those four little girls. The march that started in Selma made its way to Ferguson. Now here we stand hand in hand. Courage up, cause you know we can. Keep your courage up.
And that's Brian Owens with the Courage Counts Ensemble. They're going to be part of the Sola Ferguson Community Festival, which is Sunday, September the 6th. Brian Owens is with us today. And the beautiful, are you responsible for the lyrics or was that the kids?
It was a collaboration between myself and the kids. Yeah. And they're such intellectual and creative kids. And I think sometimes we don't give kids an opportunity to voice what they're feeling, what they're thinking. I think it's going to be the hope of this city, not in the future, right now. Like we seriously need to tap into the intellectual economy and the creative economy of our children, because I think they really are going to be what moves this city forward, like the entire city. And that we recorded that at Shock City Studios right here in St. Louis.
It's got a great sound to it. I really enjoyed that. So it's not only that, you've got some other great talent, a lot of – I think I know almost everyone except a couple. Let me ask you about the couple that I'm not familiar
okay.
with, and you can tell me about them. I guess it's a group called God's Chosen.
God's Chosen is probably one of the most popular gospel groups in this area. It's three beautifully talented young women, one of whom, Sarah – I met doing Tell Me Something Good with the Black Rep many years ago, and we had a kindred kind of thing. And ever since then, you know, I've been trying to involve her in any projects that I'm doing. So this is the first time I'm actually bringing her group in to do something. And then Sophia Nicole is actually Sarah's sister. Her name is Sophia Stevens. And I actually met her before I met Sarah. We went to Edwardsville together, SIUE. And she ended up going and doing Lion King on Broadway, which she still does. She does a lot of touring. She is singing background for just about everybody in New York right now and making television appearances. So she's gearing up her solo career, and she had a song placed in the TV show Empire back in February.
Wow.
So yeah, Sophia's doing really good.
Then there's Adam Manis. We know him from the 442s and from the Aaron Bodie group.
Oh yeah. So we're last year we commissioned a piece to be played by the St. Louis Symphony, and this year we're doing the same thing, but it's going to be played by Adam Manis. The 442s, which includes two members of the St. Louis Symphony, Bjorn Reinheim and Sean Weill, and Sid Rodway, and our mutual good friend Peter Martin is going to be joining us for that piece.
Pianist Peter Martin.
Oh, yeah.
We're a big fan.
Yeah.
And Peter Mayer, who's had a fabulous career.
Oh, yeah. He's an okay guitar player.
Come on.
Singer-writer, songwriter. he's ridiculous. And what most people don't know is he's an amazing songwriter, very uplifting music. So yeah, he'll be coming in, and he's actually two of our other friends are touring with him now: Zeb Briskovich on bass and Miles Vandiver on drums, and his son Brendan, who's really super talented too, is going to be joining him.
Do you have any idea how these individual artists are going to tailor their music to fit into this, or are you just leaving that up to them? Or?
I'm choosing people because their music already fits.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has to tailor anything. Everybody just comes in and do exactly what it is that they do.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival. It's going to be 1 week from Sunday. That's September the 6th. It's going to begin at 4 p.m. It's going to be held in the parking lot of the Ferguson Heights Church of Christ, which is on Elizabeth Avenue. Now, it is free, but this is also a fundraiser, so are you looking for people to donate while they're there, or how is all that going to work?
You can certainly donate to the Ferguson Youth Initiative, but we did something last year that worked really well, was we're serving food, and a portion of the proceeds from the food is going to go directly to the Ferguson Youth Initiative. So the way that it works is if you want to eat, you have to go to the Ferguson Youth Initiative tent to get a ticket.
Uh-huh.
You give them the money. They give you a ticket. This year we're planning on having some barbecue and having some Jamaican food, Christie's Jamaican, which is amazing. The event is not just to raise money, but we want to raise volunteers. Like last year we got 60. This year I want to get even more and raise up people who can be involved with the Ferguson Youth Initiative, all the wonderful things that they're doing.
Maybe you should mention a few of those things.
Well, one of the things that I know that they do is – you know, in addition to having like bike programs and computer programs where kids can participate in different things and they are rewarded with those kinds of things, they have a community service program. And I know they're always looking for mentors and people who can just get engaged in the lives of the children in the community. And I know you can never have too many of those. So I would love to get at least 100 people solidly signed up, assigned, and engaged on that day. So that's the goal. The goal is to not only get a person's name and number down, put something in their hand to say, this is when we're going to call you, this is when we'll meet you again. Because I'm really passionate about people investing in the young people of our community.
Right. And as a father yourself, that's
I don't see any other way for us to navigate all the craziness that's going on without instructing a whole new generation of people of what it means to live as a citizen of the universe, not just a citizen of your community.
Right.
And I think if you can do the latter, then it's easy for you to see yourself as a citizen in the city that you live in.
If you'd like more information about the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And again, it's free. It's on Sunday, September the 6th, beginning at 4 p.m. at the Ferguson Heights Church of Christ. And do you know how long it's going to last?
We want to be out of there by 7 o'clock. So 4 to 7, people have plenty of time to get back home. Have a little daylight to still hang out and fellowship in. And hopefully maybe we'll do it again next year. I don't know. We'll see.
I bet you do. Just on a personal note, you stay pretty busy career-wise. I know just recently you opened for Michael McDonald at the Sheldon. You have anything coming up that you're excited about?
Oh my gosh. Well, after that, it's like, yeah, I mean, we're doing a benefit concert at the Sheldon on September the 10th, which is the week after the festival. We're doing the music of Al Green, and it's benefiting Let's Start, which is another great organization that helps women transitioning out of incarceration. So, you know, that's the whole point of all this. One of the reasons why I'm so excited about the new collaborative partnership that I'm in with Sterling Bank is that we have this commitment to using the arts and commerce as a way to generate commerce and resources for nonprofit organizations who need it and who are doing great work, and to shine a light on them. So,
okay, Brian, finally, you know, there have been other people and other groups that have worked in this past year for unity and to promote unity and goodwill. Cecilia Nadal produced a play. People have done other things over this last year. As someone so closely invested as you are and a Ferguson resident, what's your reaction to what people have done over this last year?
I'm grateful for anybody who wants to do anything that promotes unity and peace. If you want to promote unity and peace, yes, go for it. Because ultimately, it stands the test of time.
That's what's going to happen Sunday, September the 6th, the Soul of Ferguson Community Festival. Brian Owens, thank you so much, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Steve. 10 years.
I'll work on that plaque for you. Coming up next on Cityscape, Exposure 18, this is St. Louis Public Radio.